This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Coriel, back with another soul-snatching solo session. Hopefully going to get both of us just a little bit closer in our connection to our creator. If you have been enjoying these episodes, please do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star review. If you happen to listen on Apple or Spotify, make sure you actually type out a review or it does not count. Okay, these platforms make it so hard for y'all to show us love. And so I definitely appreciate those of y'all who go that extra mile. It really, really means so much. Now, I know y'all are probably looking like, okay, girl, what is this? This is not your usual day of releasing episodes. This is probably going to be like super short and sweet, but this was just in my spirit, and I felt led to hop on here and share it with you. So I often talk about, you know, the whole vision behind the sermon podcast, the whole mission behind the solo sermons that I do for Girl Stop Playing. It's all about like these downloads that I feel like I'm getting from God, these things that I'm going through, these messages, you know, or lessons that I'm learning. And one of the things that is like a constant theme, something that is like always like playing in the background in my mind is, what you need more of, give more of. And now what you do with that and what that means for you tends to change, you know, depending on the season that you're in. And it, regardless of the season that you're in, it is kind of like a weird statement to unpack. So whatever you need, give. The first thought is usually like, well, how am I going to give it if I don't have it? But 9 times out of 10, even if you don't have it in the way that you want it, you still have something that you can give, something that you can do to serve. And so I believe in the law of reciprocity. I believe, you know, what goes around comes around. I believe in the law of attraction. I believe that if you want goodness, you got to be good. You got to give good. If you want love, you have to live love. You have to be love. Like, I believe that. And so what you want more of, what you need more of, you got to give more of. So if you are in need of financial abundance, like maybe your credit is bad, your debt is high, you are, you know, dealing with whatever you're dealing with financially, maybe you can't afford to go out and give, you know, a $500 donation, but maybe you can give $5, you know, to the next person that you see, you know, that you happen to walk by in need. Maybe you can do a small deed to pay it forward, some way of serving someone in the area that you need, because, you know, there's so many laws. The law of reciprocity talks about, you know, giving and receiving. Like, it, truly, in the simplest form, I keep coming back to like what goes around comes around. So again, even if you're feeling bad and you want more good, you have to find it in yourself to give more good. And so one of the things that I've been kind of praying about and hoping for and kind of changing my perspective on is not just praying for blessings. And that's the natural thing to do, because we can all like come up with a laundry list of things that we wish we had, we want more of, we wish we could get quicker, we want to happen, like all of these things that we desire, all of these blessings that we're praying for. But what if we shifted that prayer, and instead of praying for blessings, what if we started to pray to be a blessing? And this thought kind of came to me in one of the most recent sermon episodes, where I talked about, you know, sometimes I go into these rooms and God has sent someone there to bless me. But sometimes I go into those rooms and I am the blessing that God has sent there to be a blessing to someone else. Sometimes I can, you know, give someone some advice, share some feedback, offer some wisdom, give a referral, say a kind word, make somebody feel good in such a way that it was a blessing for them. And that turns around to be a blessing for me, because it is an indescribable feeling to do something for someone, to be there for someone with no strings attached, without wanting anything in return. That fuels you, that fills you up in such a way, it fulfills your spirit in such a way that it's hard to get in, you know, a lot of other ways. It's like an indescribable thing. And if you've ever done like community service, or you volunteered, or you've given your time or your energy to someone that literally could not repay you or reciprocate, you know that feeling. And so sometimes you're not there to get the blessing. Sometimes you're there to be the blessing. One thing about mama, she is going to make sure that everyone else is taken care of before she even thinks about treating herself. So if you are looking for the perfect gift to make mom feel special this Mother's Day, make sure you check out the Mega Moisture Duo from Osea Malibu, because body care is self-care. Since 1996, Osea has been making clean, clinically proven, seaweed-infused skincare. So this Mother's Day, treat mom to the everyday spa experience she deserves. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GSPP at OseaMalibu.com. Plus, you'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code GSPP for 10% off. And so that came to mind as I was recording one of my solo sermons. And then just a couple of days ago, I had this experience where it was like, man, God, yes, more of that. That's it. It's already been in my spirit, just kind of overall in the ways that I'm pivoting in business, and, you know, the way that I'm shifting back into my nonprofit and getting away from all of this heavy, you know, money making, hustling, all of the stuff that I had spent so much time doing for so long. Part of my pivot is getting back into service, because that's how I started. Those are my roots. Like, I started in service. The brands that I've built, the businesses that I've started, they've all been rooted in education and service of Black women. And so God has just been telling me, like, go back to your roots, like, go back to service, give away the gifts. That's literally like what has been replaying in my mind. Give away the gifts, give away the gifts. I'm gonna make sure you good as long as you give away the gifts. So that's part of my personal assignment that I'm on. And so a couple of days ago, actually, let me take even a step further back to a couple of days ago, probably a couple of weeks ago, I decided, or maybe Spirit told me, like, I'm entering a season of congratulations. Like, congratulations all around me for all different reasons and all different seasons. Congratulations is the season that I am in. And so literally within a week of each other, I randomly won tickets to two different events. Now, y'all know how people have those contests on Instagram where they like share this post, tag some people in the comments, you know, and you can have a chance to win. So I do that all the time, right? I'm just always doing it, because why not? If it's something that I really want to go to, or if it's like something that I really want to win. So I did that. And for two events within a week of each other, I actually won tickets. Now, the first event, was this mom conference, and I actually went last week. It was amazing. The other event, which is also amazing, is in LA, and it's Arlen Hamilton. If y'all have heard of Arlen Hamilton, if you're an entrepreneur, I'm sure you've heard of Arlen Hamilton, but she's hosting Your First Million Live in Los Angeles, and I won 2 free tickets. I'm not going to be able to make it, though, y'all. I literally just got back from Nashville. The week before that, I was in LA. And the way these kids are set up, like, I just wasn't going to be able to make a quick turnaround trip to the West Coast. So Spirit said, this is a blessing. And just because you can't use this blessing doesn't mean that you can't be a blessing. So instead of me just, you know, saying, oh, man, I got these free tickets, but I can't go. I thought, man, who do I know that's in LA that I could, you know, pay it forward to, who I could gift these free tickets to? So I thought of one of my old Work University students, who I'm still connected to, reached out to her, you know, and was able to ask her, you know, would you like to go? I'm not going to be able to make it. Would you like to go? She was, oh my God, yes, I would love to go. Then I thought of another girl who I had previously connected with. She actually came to my book tour event in LA like almost 10 years ago. Okay, but we've stayed connected on social media. So I DM'd her and I said the same thing. You know, I can't make it. Would you like to go to this event? She messaged me back and she was like, oh my God, I was just talking to, you know, this person who I don't know. And they asked me, you know, was I going? And I said I wasn't going to be able to make it. And here, you know, look at you. Here you are with this blessing. And I just felt like, again, wow, like, God, yes, more of this. I didn't have to do anything, spend any money. All I had to do was send a message. All I had to do was literally forward the link from Arlen to these girls, and they felt like their day was made. Like they had now won this contest. Now they are, you know, experiencing some congratulations. So I didn't just have to, you know, use that as a wasted opportunity because I couldn't use it. But now I was able to literally, you know, be an answered prayer for someone else. So part of the what I feel like, you know, is going to be a part of my prayer, part of my conversation with God is, how can I be a blessing? Because naturally, when you are a blessing, you are going to be blessed. I truly, truly believe that God blesses me so that I can be a blessing. That's the whole point of it. He's not blessing me so that I can hoard the blessings, so that I can use them all up and pretend like I don't have nothing for anybody else. Like, that's not the point. So as long as I am not stingy, as long as I am constantly and consistently looking for opportunities to serve, as long as I am always looking for opportunities to give the gifts away, I believe that God's going to make sure that I'm good. And so it has been on my heart and in my spirit to just pray a different prayer, to not just pray, not only pray the selfish prayer of God, give me these blessings, but let's start to shift our perspective and change our prayers to include, God, how can I be a blessing? I hope this blesses you. I love you. Catch you on the next episode. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.